With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. Yellowstone National Park's superintendent says he's being forced out of what appear to be punitive reasons following disagreements with the Trump administration over how many bison the park can sustain. Superintendent Dan Wank last week announced he intended to retire March 30th of next year after being offered a transfer he didn't want to take. He said today he's been informed that a new superintendent will be in place in August. Wank says he wasn't given a reason, and the only dispute he's had with Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, Montana's former congressman, was over bison. Montana ranchers have long sought reductions in Yellowstone's bison numbers. Wank says the current population of more than 4,000 animals is sustainable. Zinke spokeswoman Heather Swift declined comment in Wank's statements. Doctors at the Montana State Hospital say a man charged in the shooting death of a Broadwater County Sheriff's deputy last year is not fit to stand trial, but with medication, he could be. District Judge Kathy Seeley today found 62-year-old Lloyd Barris was not able to help with his defense against accessory to deliberate homicide in the death of Deputy Mason Moore. She said if Barris continues to refuse to take prescribed medication, the hospital could see a court order. Environmental groups challenging a mining company's plans to search for gold north of Yellowstone National Park are questioning the constitutionality of a Montana law that prevents a judge from stopping the work after determining more environmental study is needed. The groups argue a 2011 amendment to the Montana Environmental Policy Act violates a constitutionally guaranteed right to a clean and healthful environment. A 24-year-old lawsuit over conditions at the Montana State Prison could finally be coming to a close tomorrow. The ACLU of Montana and the State Department of Corrections are asking a judge to approve a settlement to address conditions at the prison for inmates with disabilities at a hearing in Missoula. Alex Raitt is the legal director for ACLU Montana.
So it's an unfortunate reality that prisoners who are disabled face all sorts of barriers to accessing programs, accessing physical spaces, and that's been the situation for many decades, not just at Montana State Prison, but across the country.
Raitt says participation in prison programs like vocational training can be a key factor in whether or not prisoners qualify for parole when they are eligible. As part of the settlement, the state DOC is agreeing to improve accessibility with wheelchair ramps, grab bars, and other accommodations. The settlement also protects inmates from being disciplined for behavior that is due to a mental illness or physical disability. The lawsuit dates back to a class action suit filed in 1991 after a prison riot where five inmates were killed. ADA compliance is the final issue to be addressed in the case. A woman was gored by a bull bison in Yellowstone National Park yesterday morning after being within 10 yards of the animal. 59-year-old Kim Hancock of California was treated for a hip injury and transported to the Big Sky Medical Center. A press release from the park reports she is in good condition. Four people have been injured in Yellowstone in just over the past month. Earlier this week, a woman was severely injured by a cow elk in Mammoth. Hancock and a crowd of people approached the bison while on boardwalk at Fountain Paint Pot in the Lower Geyser Basin. At one point, people were closer than 15 feet from the animal. When it crossed the boardwalk, it became agitated and charged the crowd, goring Hancock. The incident remains under investigation. Park officials remind visitors always to stay at least 25 yards away from bison and elk. Montana has the highest suicide rate in the country. A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released today says Montana's rate is more than twice the national average. The report says Montana's suicide rate grew by 38% between 1999 and 2016. More than half of U.S. states saw their rates increase by 30% or more. Montana has ranked among the highest rates in the country for nearly 40 years. In 2014, the state topped the national list. Montana's Department of Corrections is closing its Lewistown Infirmary that houses about two dozen inmates who are mostly elderly and have serious long-term medical conditions. July's planned closure of the infirmary is due to spending cuts ordered by state lawmakers to close a budget shortfall. Department officials say 13 inmates with dementia and other serious mental health diagnoses are eligible for medical parole. Officials will look to place them in the State Health Department's nursing care center that shares the facility. They plan to move seven other inmates to the Montana State Prison. Three inmates will complete their sentences soon and be discharged. Officials estimate the closure will save the department up to $2.7 million next year. Montana Republican Senate nominee Matt Rosendale's primary opponents lined up to endorse him today. Russ Fegg, Troy Downing, and Al Oshefsky all expressed their commitment in rallying behind Rosendale. Today, Montana Democrats hammered at Rosendale's ties to outside funding from special interest groups and questioned his strength as a candidate.
I'm Rosie Costin. This year's record snowpack is rapidly melting, and it started earlier than normal. As a result, there are still plenty of unknowns about Montana's water supply outlook this summer. Edward O'Brien reports.
Lucas Zukowicz compares mountain snowpack to savings in a bank.
We have a bunch of money in the bank, and we spent a lot of it really early.
Zukowicz is a water supply specialist with Bozeman's Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says May's well above average temperatures and abundant sunshine took a big toll on Montana's record-breaking winter snowpack.
Typically in the spring, we'll see some periods of these warmer temperatures and some sunshine, but the snowmelt has time to slow down. We'll have some fronts come through and cooler temperatures, which slow that down at night. What effectively happened this year is we just had the runoff building upon itself every day. We kept putting snow water into the rivers.
Which Zukowicz says is what led directly to this year's extremely high river volumes and widespread flooding. The Clark Fork River at Missoula is one of the most noteworthy examples.
More water moved through that river during the month of May than typically moves for the entire runoff season.
The runoff season starts April 1st and continues through late September. Zukowicz says Montana's low to mid elevation snow is now gone. All that's left to drive river flows is what's left of the remaining high elevation snowpack, which in most cases remains at near to above normal levels.
We have an above average forecast for many rivers across the state because we have that high elevation snow cover. But really, June is going to be very telling when we look at what our flows look like later in summer.
If the accelerated rate of snowmelt continues, the NRCS says the need for summer precipitation will become increasingly important for water users that are not along a reservoir-controlled system. The latest NRCS Water Supply Outlook report can be found on our webpage at mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.